You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
This is Cami Chaos from Strange Love Live, and my husband is a peanut.
Shut up! I'm trying to do a voiceover!
I'm Dr. Normal, and I'm a peanut. Welcome to IRC FM, and here's your host, the man with the largest Johnson in Australia.
Johnson, Johnson, Johnson.
Paul.
Johnson, Johnson.
IRC.
This podcast is part of the Blueberry Network. There's no ease in podcast and no ease in blueberry.com.
G'day, I'm IRC, and welcome to episode 23 of IRC FM, coming to you from the IRC FM studio here in a rather cold Sydney, Australia. That's right, I'm back in Australia. I've spent the last couple of months in the United States, where overall it's been fairly warm, especially over the last couple of weeks of the trip. And now I'm back in winter, but not complaining one little bit. It's great to be back in the studio, and I hope that you did enjoy all of the music that I programmed for you while I was away. But I'm back. There will be weekly recordings. At the end of each week, the music will come down the pipe and into your ears. And you will hear a great variety of Podsafe music over a wide variety of genres. If you are a first time or a new listener to IRC FM, welcome. I hope you enjoy the music, and for those of you who have been listening to IRC FM for quite some time, thank you for staying on board, and I hope that you enjoy the music after the trip. It was an epic trip over a couple of months. I did something like 20 shows for IRC Pod, 3 music interviews, and also some ambient noise podcasts for Echo Romeo Kilo. IRC FM is, of course, a part of Channel IRC, with all 4 of my podcasts, www.channelirc.com. And, of course, IRC FM is also a proud member of the Association of Music Podcasting. This week's theme is jazz. I thought that I'd relax and have a nice bit of jazz, just to ease myself back into the studio. Because let me tell you, after being on the road for 2 months, it's great to be home and it's great to be back in Australia. So let's get straight into the music now. Flying the flag for Melbourne, Australia, and making a return appearance to IRC FM is the Connie Landsberg Quartet with Teach Me Tonight. You're listening to IRC FM episode 23. I'm back.
Did you say I got a lot to learn? Well, don't think I'm trying not to learn, since this is the perfect spot to learn. Teach me tonight. Starting with the ABC of it, right down to the XYZ of it. Help me solve the mystery of it. Teach me tonight. The skies are black wall high above you. If a shooting star goes by, I'll use that star to write I love you. Should the teacher stay so near my love? Graduation's almost here, my love. Teach me tonight. The sky's a blackboard, high, high, high above you. If a shooting star goes by, I'll use that star to write I love you. A thousand times across the sky, the teacher stands so near, my love. Graduation's almost here, my love. Teach me tonight. Teach me tonight.
And that was Teach Me Tonight by the Connie Landsberg Quartet, returning to Urk FM. And let me tell you, we have a lot of music coming to you over the coming weeks. Of course, we thank our music partners, Aerial Publicity, IODA PromoNet, MusicSubmit.com, and the PodSafe Music Network for all of their assistance, and also for the bands and the artists and the management who also contact me directly for all of the excellent PodSafe music that you hear here on Urk FM. And I also like to take this opportunity to announce that we have a new music partner, as a matter of fact, and that is Juice Management and Promotion. And so you'll be hearing a lot more of a wider selection of music here on Urk FM. And there are a fair few English bands to come as well, because Juice Management and Promotion are based out of London, and that is quite cool. We have a wide selection of music coming up over the next few weeks. Next week we actually go a little bit country, and then what we'll be doing after that is catching up with some of the music from my inbox during the American trip. And what a trip that was. I've spoken about it often for IrkPod, and I'll just speak a little bit about it now. It was great to meet some of the people who I value highly in the podosphere, and it was also great to meet a couple of musicians as well. And we'll be playing some snippets from some of those interviews in a couple of weeks' time as well, so that will be quite cool. Of course, if you are an artist or a musician, or if you're from a management company and you would like me to play some music here on Urk FM, you can send me an email, urkpod@gmail.com, or more information at www.urkfm.com. You can have a look at some of the music genres that we've played in the past, in previous episodes, as well as some of those that are coming up. So that's quite cool. And of course, we have had some listener feedback during my trip to the US, mainly from Shauno from Hyper Nonsense and Shauno Graham. If you would like to add your listener appreciation to the list, considering now that I am back in the country, you can go to the show notes at urkfm.com, or indeed send me an email, urkpod@gmail.com, and I'll be more than happy to acknowledge your feedback, because I'm doing this because I enjoy the music. I want to help bands get their songs out there, and I also want the listeners to enjoy it as well. And before we go to the next song as well, a big thank you to Kemi Chaos and Dr. Normal, who you heard in the introduction. I hope you like that introduction, and that may indeed become the permanent introduction for Urk FM, who knows. Let's get straight back to the music now. And this is Sylvia Bennett with Someone to Watch Over Me, here on Urk FM, episode 23, Smoking Jackets Optional.
There's a somebody I'm longing to see. I hope that he turns out to be someone who'll watch over me. I'm a little lamb who's lost in
to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
I stand before you today fully awake, but I dream the dream of Jesus, of Muhammad, of Gandhi, of Martin Luther King, and every spiritual and religious leader that have come before us. I have a dream that one day we will erase the lines that have long separated us as human beings into states and countries with borders between us, where people have suffered from exploitation, from what they have or do not have, and we all can roam the earth in a peaceful coexistence, where no one comes from any place else but here. I have a dream that when it comes to life matters, the eyes of the world will go blind to color, will go blind to gender, will go blind to size and nationality, and begin to see themselves as brothers and sisters seeking love and togetherness through the hearts of one another. Yes, I have a dream that the religions of separation have made us tired of struggling against one another, tired of those beliefs that an all-powerful creator could want or need us to harm or destroy anything that is created. And to love and to serve that creator and to create it perfect regardless of what language and name that you have chosen to give. I have a dream that the schools of the world will teach love and togetherness as their first lesson and last lesson. And that any brother of mine, whether he be black, white, yellow, red, or brown, suffers not unless I suffer with him, feel the pain of misunderstanding unless I feel it with him, nor carry any burden so heavy that it cannot be shared by me or others like me. Yes, I have a dream. I have a dream that we will cease to choose by iniquity and give the law of the universe back unto itself, and that any law made to govern the people be doubled and even tripled upon those who make them, and that we, the children of the world, will serve with a love and a peace that burns in our hearts like a living volcano that burns to no end. Yes, I have a dream that as the sun comes up on a new day, our hearts will come up on a new way of love, happiness, and togetherness that is owned by peace. I have a dream that the people will establish themselves in a communication that speaks beyond the words of hatred, fighting, war, and killing. A communication where those who speak will listen, and those who listen will speak. A language that is common to all people, without boundary or limitation. Yes, I have a dream that our children and their children will hear the call of love. They will hear the call of peace. They will hear the call of togetherness, and they will answer that call when war and insecurity knocks at the door by saying, "We are no longer available for that." Yes, they will answer, "We are no longer available because our fathers and our mothers have given us the answer that war is not the solution or a solution to life." They will answer the call of peace with a raging brotherhood that encompasses every soul that walks the face of the earth that God has given us to this year. They will answer again and again and again, until the call of war and any of its attributes are silenced with peace and love. Yes, I have a dream.
This is Cammy Chaos, live from Hooters, where Irk left me on his vacation.
Let's go!
That hurts my ears. Stop. I want this as a promo for when we have him on our show.
Your door is ajar. This is not Strange Love Live. It's Irk FM. I have Irk's microphone, and I'm not afraid to use it.
Welcome back to Irk FM, and before Cammy Chaos there from Strange Love Live, strangelovelive.com. Live every Friday night at 10 p.m. Pacific. That was I Have a Dream, and I Have a Dream Indeed. That was a pretty cool song. You might have recognized some of the concepts behind it. But Indeed, that was by Movin' Melvin Brown. And Melvin, I suppose you'd call him. You wouldn't call him Mr. Movin'. Melvin describes himself on his website as being a one-man performance. He can dance, he can do music, and he can sing as well. And he's being compared to Otis Redding, Ray Charles, The Platters, Louis Armstrong, James Brown, Sammy Davis Jr., and many, many gospel greats. And that is some praise. That is some praise indeed from Movin' Melvin. And that song was quite cool. Now we're going to feature a double play now from a Canadian artist. And no, 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 no. There will be no ban on Canadian artists, despite the trouble that I had entering the great country of Canada. But there will be no Canadian band. This is indeed Emily Claire Barlow, and it's a double shot. Firstly, with the song Coming Home. You're listening to a rather rusty ERK on ERK FM, episode 23.
You know I'm waiting here for you. You've been gone. You don't know what I'm going through. Since you went away, I've been blue. Come on home. You know I'm counting every day. Use the phone, baby, now, and let me hear you say that you're coming home right away. Coming home, baby, now, you know I'm waiting at the door. All alone and pacing up and down. You'll be with me evermore.
Hi, this is Scott Sigler, the author of Infected and Contagious, and you're listening to Channel ERK.
Now I'm putting on my cat suit, And I'm going on a bender, 'cause my songs aren't always sweet and my love not tender.
This is Cez Julian from San Francisco, California, and you're listening to IRC FM.
You left me sad and lonely. Why did you leave me lonely? 'Cause here's a heart that's only for nobody but you. I'm burning like a flame, dear. I'll never be the same, dear. I'll always place the blame, dear, on nobody but you. Oh, you drive me crazy. What did I do? What did I do? My tears for you make everything hazy, clouding my skies both blue. How true were the friends who were near me to cheer me? Believe me, they knew. Oh, but you were the one who would hurt me, desert me when I needed you. Oh, you drive me crazy. Oh, what did I do to you? Oh, oh, you drive me crazy. What did I do to you? What did I do to you? My tears for you make everything hazy, clouding my skies of blue. How true were the friends who were near me to cheer me? Believe me, they knew. Oh, but you were the one who would hurt me, desert me when I needed you. Oh, you drive me crazy. What did I do to you? Change your mind, dear. It's kind of hard to find, dear, that somebody like you. No other heart or hand, dear, could make this world seem grand, dear. But you don't understand, dear, it's nobody but you. I said nobody but you. Yes, you drive me crazy. What did I do? Oh, what did I do? My tears for you make everything hazy, cloud in my skies of blue. True were the friends who were near me to cheer me, believe me, they knew. Oh, but you were the one who would hurt me, desert me when I needed you. You're driving me crazy. What did I do to you? All of my world is hazy. Who's driving me crazy? You.
And that rather cool song was called You're Driving Me Crazy. And previous to that, we had Coming Home. And both of those songs were by Emily Claire Barlow. And her new CD is out now called Haven't We Met? And no, we haven't met. That was quite cool.
Hi, this is B. Kogel, one of the many podcasters that are part of AMP, the Association of Music Podcasting, at musicpodcasting.org. Now, not only is this podcast that you're listening to part of the association, but there are over 50 other podcasts that showcase great Podshape music each week. AMP has members from the US and Canada, through the UK, Portugal, Germany, all the way over to Nepal and even Australia. As you can imagine, the music each podcaster plays is as varied as our locations. We got blues, indie rock, jazz, reggae, folk, metal. We have all the genres. A truly eclectic mix of music to satisfy every musical ear. Every Monday we produce AMPT, a weekly digest of the best of the best tracks played by our podcasters. Every week there's a new host, and for them, as well as you, it's a musical journey of discovery. Find out how to subscribe at musicpodcasting.org.
Thanks, Pete, and IRC FM, of course, is a proud member of AMP, the Association of Music Podcasting. And what does the Association of Music Podcasting do for you? Well, that depends. If you are a musician, or if you're an artist, or if you're a manager from a management or talent agency. AMP is a simple one-stop shop of over 50 podcasters all in the one location, i.e. the interweb. And so instead of sending one email 50 times, you can send one email and you can reach over 50 people all at once. And what does it mean if you're a podcaster? Well, you can gain access to all of the talent, all of the brains, and all of the energy of all of the music podcasters. You can find out what makes them tick. You can learn lots and lots of different things that will help to make your show better. And you've also got a great selection of music and a great selection of podcasts to listen to, because that's how I find a lot of my music, by listening to other people's shows. And finally, what does AMP mean if you are a listener to music podcasts? AMP is a one-stop shop of great music podcasts, including this one. You can choose any of the shows, and you will know that they have been voted on by their peers, and that they are a quality music podcast if they are a member of AMP. For more information, go to musicpodcasting.org.
Running through the streets. Ooh, 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 ooh.
And that was Flying Horses by The Simple Things, a group from San Francisco. And I have to say now, I really love San Francisco, and it's definitely a place that I'd like to return to and spend a lot more time there. I dare say that that song, Flying Horses, will be getting a airing on Blast from the Past, which is one of the podcasts which is a part of Channel Irk. Blast from the Past is a show that my mum and I do together, and it's more of a social family history type program. If your parents have ever said, back in my day, we used to walk 6 miles uphill to school, we used to walk 6 miles uphill to go home. If your parents have ever told you that sort of thing, or if you're indeed a parent yourself and you've done that sort of thing to your kids, well, you may indeed find Blast from the Past enjoyable, and it has stirred up some emotions and some memories from listeners. One of my jobs on Blast from the Past is to find the music for the show. Funny that, seeing as I do a music podcast, but a few weeks ago I had to find some music about elephants, and I didn't have a lot of luck, and the song that I did choose had elephants mentioned in it about 4 times. So if you're a singer-songwriter out there and you'd like to write me a song about elephants, I dare say that I'd give it a play on both shows. But when I was going through the song list and I remembered that this had Flying Horses in it, I thought, gee, I wonder if I'll have more mentions of horses in this particular one than in the elephant song that I found. We're almost at the end of this episode of Irk FM. Next week we'll be going a bit country. And who knows, I might even have a co-host with a bit of country music experience sitting next to me next week. Who knows? I don't listen to jazz that often, but when I do, I don't mind it. But then again, Irk FM is a good place for a wide selection of music. We even have some comedy tunes coming up in a few weeks' time. Of course, if you would like to email me, you can, irkpod@gmail.com, or leave a comment on the show notes at irkfm.com. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. We're going to have another double shot now, and this is indeed from a musician that I got to meet very, very briefly on my American trip. From Portland, Oregon, we have John Nastos, and we're going to play a couple of his songs now. John is a jazz musician from Portland, Oregon, who grew up in the Portland area and learned his craft in Portland and also in New York City. But he's back in Portland, and if you are in Portland, like I know some of the listeners are, Go and check him and some of the other jazz musicians out while you're there. I really did enjoy Portland and the whole tech community thing. So shout out to everyone in Portland. Woo! This particular song is by John Nastos and it's called Good Things. That's a good thing you're listening to Irk FM. Thank you.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Thank you. got a stick shift.
And one day we're sitting at the table having a cup of tea, and Mum could hear this. Said, bloody, where's that cat? We're sitting at the table having a cup of tea and we could hear the cat. One other impression?
Yeah, go on. Go on.
Mum said, the cat must be under the house. It's stuck, because our house was all filled in. Anyway, she said, it's got in under the house again. And it kept going on and on and on. And in the end, it got the better of Mum and she's hunting. She says, it's not under the house, it's in the house. So she's looking behind the record player. And
of course, the cat's still going on.
Yeah, it was.
How's it going?
Meow. And then it was getting louder. Meow. I said, oh, God, he's really chucking up a fit. Anyway, you wouldn't believe it. We opened the oven door and out come this poor old ginger cat. And the steam was coming out of his body. His tongue was hanging out and virtually his eyeballs were rolling around in his head. He was nearly dead, fainting, and he couldn't stand. He was staggering, you know.
Blast from the past podcast.com.
Your attention, please. The simple things you are required back in the studio. The simple things you are required back in the studio. Come on, guys. Come on. I know I told you I only wanted one song out of you, but I want two. Okay, I want two. You ready? Okay, hit it. All right, that was the John Nastos double play there. The song that you just heard was called New York Minute. And this is what I typically associate with jazz. Just someone playing their instruments. I don't necessarily even expect someone to sing if they're playing jazz. I'm just quite happy to sit there and just listen to the music in the background like that particular song was, and the previous song as well called Good Things. And of course, if you would like to go to the IRC FM website, www.irkfm.com, as always, there is a complete song list and links back to all of the artists' websites. Now, I know that this has been an interesting episode for me. I haven't been in the studio for a couple of months, and of course, while I was away, I didn't record episodes of IRC FM, and so, yes, I do feel a bit rusty. If you would like to comment, of course, go to www.irkfm.com, leave a comment on the show notes, or email me irkpod@gmail.com. So, our final song, I decided to bring these guys back. They thought they were finished for the evening. Are you there, guys? Are you there? The Simple Things? Yes, I want The Simple Things back on stage. Okay, are you ready, guys? I'll just introduce you and then it's all yours, okay? I decided to bring them back. This is The Simple Things with their song Gone, Gone. It seems rather appropriate because after this song, me too, I'll be gone, gone. So until next week, I'm Irk, back in the country, cleared by the health department and cleared by customs and border security. Next week, we'll rock out with a bit of country. But until then, here's Gone, Gone. Good night, interweb. Thank you.
and I can't keep it when the walls don't push back. And I sing with all my mind, and there's no echo, there's no sign of you to push. We just build up for the fight, so let your walls down. Show your battle wound, show there's no time, no room to fall, so let your walls down. Darkest of nights, we see the brightest of stars. It's in the darkest of nights, we see the brightest. Go home, go home, go home, go home. Just let it fall.
And I'm gone, gone. That's show number one after the American holiday in the can. Good night, interweb. See you next week.
This podcast is part of the Blueberry Network. There's no ease in podcast and no ease in blueberry.com.
Looking for more IRC? Go to channelirc.com.
This show is protected by a non-commercial, attribution, no derivatives, Creative Commons license to protect the interests of the artists.